Hi, this is Mysie.
And this is Sean, and this is A Little Rude. Hey, friend.
Hey, girl. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing good. Getting ready for the holidays. How are you?
Yes. We're trying to figure out what we're going to do for Thanksgiving. If you all don't know, I'm sure everybody knows, we will be celebrating Thanksgiving this November in the U.S., and it's kind of a big deal.
It is, and it's right around the corner. By the time this goes up, it will be at your doorstep, along with all your family who's coming over if you should be hosting, or maybe you'll be part of the crew that's traveling. Right. But how do you feel about Thanksgiving gatherings? Are they fun for your family? Like, what's the MO for your Thanksgiving day?
Well, more recently, it's been more insular, meaning just my immediate family. And I'm actually pretty glad that I, no offense, don't have to deal with extended family, because I have had to do that before when I was younger. And it wasn't always nice, because just you realize it's been a year since you've seen people and you never know what they're going to say.
Yeah, that's very true. And that's something that always makes people a little anxious around Thanksgiving. We've also been pretty insular since COVID, and we haven't gone back to open it up to extended family. And I do love my extended family, but with extended family comes their significant others and friends that come by. And, you know, it just kind of makes for a soup that doesn't always sit right. So for this episode, I want you to follow me down Thanksgiving lane.
Okay.
Indulge me just a little bit. So you walk into the house of your sweet aunt who's been cooking for 2 days. You smell all the comforting smells of your family's traditional spread. I know for me, my nose always goes to the pies and cakes, but there's savory smells too, mac and cheese, turkey, ham. Hug your aunt, go in search of your own food preparations and looking for what you plan to pile your plate with. And here comes your uncle. Hey, girl, another year with no date, huh?
What?
You know your eggs are drying up. You aren't getting any younger.
Oh, and gosh.
Your aunt chimes in. He's right, baby. You need to be thinking about all that. You might want to go easy on the bread, too. You look like you put on a little weight. Does any of that stuff sound familiar?
I definitely have gotten the, ooh, girl, you're getting fat.
Yes, so. same over here. And then I generally remember why I hate Thanksgiving in the first place and start sitting down and piling up my plate and waiting for things to end and hoping that the conversation gets away from me, but then veer into other offensive topics like politics, religion, and who broke up with who and why and who should do this and that. So go ahead.
I feel like this year will be really big on cultural wars.
Oh, yep.
You're right. Since we're definitely getting back to normal after the pandemic. So I think a lot of people will be traveling more. Mm-hmm. And just this past year, it almost doesn't matter what political stripe you have. Everybody has an opinion about the cultural issues that have been pushed pretty much right in front of us on our plate, whether we want them or not. And I would not even want to get into it. I would not even want to. I don't care who you are. I don't even care if you agree with me. I don't want to talk about it.
Exactly. I just want to eat my food, watch the game, watch the parade, and put myself in a little food coma.
Yeah, I actually just want to eat my food.
Right, exactly. That, you're like, you can do without the TV. Just pass me the plate. So I think, you know, we both think that way. And I think a lot of our listeners have probably experienced some of the same. And so we thought it would be fun and good to talk through some survival tips for Thanksgiving and family gatherings. And if you are one of the people who needs to be survived perhaps you can gain some tips about what not to say and what not to do.
Mm-hmm. I think it's normal. There are a few red flags or landmines, that one of them that we just mentioned, the cultural issues and politics and things like that. But there are things that perhaps you shouldn't do, and perhaps things that you can do to sort of just make the evening go a lot smoother.
Right. So one of the common tips when we were researching that jumped out for me is preparing to deflect. So if you have relatives like the ones I referenced a few minutes ago who ask you about your dating life or why you don't have children or why have you gained weight, prepare, one, not to sit near them if you can. But two, if you have nosy relatives who constantly ask you about dating, just prepare some canned responses to be able to deflect and say, you know, for example, I'm not currently dating anyone. I just haven't found a man that measures up to the guys in our family yet, or I haven't found a partner who could fit well with this incredible family that I'm a part of. Something that's gracious, but also says, stop focusing on my dating life. It's not your business.
Right. And another example of deflection, this is like a do and a don't. So if you want to have a drink, do. If you want to have a lot of drinks because these people stress you out, don't. And if somebody asks you something that's a little bit uncomfortable, like, oh, what's going on with that job? Or have you found the job yet? Try to do a little bit of deflection, like Sean said, and maybe offer that person a drink. Like, oh, yeah, things are going fine. Would you like a drink? Can I go get you something? You look like you need some more bread. Like, it should be cornbread, by the way. But, you know, do something like that. That's a perfect example of deflection. So you can have a drink, but make sure that people aren't imbibing too much.
And another thing you can do to deflect, that seems to be a central theme here, is there's a lot of football on TV during Thanksgiving, a lot of parades, and that's really the start of the holiday movie season in general. So turn something on the TV. If you can step away from the dinner table quickly and just say, oh, you know, I heard the game is on. Let's watch the game. Something to get people distracted that seems like a perfectly natural thing to be doing on Thanksgiving anyway.
So you know that some people are going to talk regardless. One of the things you could do, especially if you've gained a little bit of weight or you feel like maybe you have, or even if you haven't and you feel like somebody's going to say something about you, like your hair, anything like that, wear something that you feel comfortable in. Not trying to impress anyone, nothing that's too tight, because I've been there before too, when it's like, as long as I stay standing, you're going to like this outfit. Just wear something that's comfortable, but that you feel good in. And I'm telling you, when your hair is done, yes, do your hair, you just feel better. When your hair is done, and it's, I don't care if it's a ponytail, but if it's a ponytail that's slick and that you like, whatever makes you feel good before you go out, I feel like that's sort of like your armor. And it's really hard once you have that for people to really chink it. So just be comfortable and be confident wherever you go.
And when people do make those passing comments, like we said, you know it's coming because people are going people. So the best thing you can do is just be prepared to deflect and to change the subject, change your location, go talk to another relative, or go find the kids, hang out with the kids and play with them, or hang out in the kitchen by the food. There's always people in the kitchen. Those are usually the people who don't want to sit around and talk politics and talk who's married to who and who shouldn't be and who should be. So just float around the festivities. And if you feel uncomfortable, never be afraid to leave the situation.
Right. Right. And even if you just need to take a little bit of a break, it could just be like, oh, I have to get this. And you take a call that's not really there and you go outside for a minute.
Right.
Or like Sean said, this is about you. And sometimes we get full with our family. And if it's just not working out, then you have to go and you say goodbye to the people that you love. And you say, you know, you give them a hug and you say a nice warm goodbye to the people that have been bothering you. And you get out of there, you know, and go have some pizza rolls. I've done that for Thanksgiving before.
Exactly.
But or go see your friends because they're probably having a Friendsgiving and somebody has probably invited you.
I would say get out of there and forget the pizza rolls. Take a to-go plate. You earned it.
Yeah. If the food is good. Oh, and remember, this too shall pass. It's good to, if you can handle it, to see people, especially connect with the ones that you do get along with, the ones that are meaningful to you, or to, you know, show your face. But you don't have to. You could try our tips, but if they're not working, you don't have to stay.
Exactly. You don't even have to go. Honestly, if you know it's going to be a stressful situation and it's going to lead to weeks of therapy to recover from it, and then you have to go back into it for Christmas or whatever else you celebrate around this time of year, feel free to skip. Like Mizey said, have a friend celebration or have a celebration of your own. You sometimes can be your own best company if it's not, if that doesn't make you feel lonely. It's really just finding the things that make you feel grateful at this time of year. And one other tip that I would say, if you do love being around your family, but you also hate the conversations that they bring up, you could come prepared with games, or on Amazon, there are these conversation starter boxes, and they have topics for families, for couples, for friends that you can draw from and have conversations with people around the table. And I think sometimes those are great for lulls in conversation, but it's also great when you want to keep people focused on family and fun, laughter-based things, light things, instead of letting topics veer too deep into dangerous territory like politics, religion, weight, fertility, those kinds of things that make people emotional, because once it
gender,
sexual orientation, and all the topics that can create sort of a explosion at the table. Because once it goes down that path, it's sort of hard to rein it back in. So if you let the host know, hey, I have an idea for some conversation starters or for a cool family game, that could help get things steered in the right direction before anybody goes down the wrong path. So,
Right. Take some pictures. People generally smile, or they at least will act up and be like, oh, I don't want to take pictures. But even then, that's sort of like a conversation starter kind of thing, or they feel comfortable enough to be like, oh, I don't like being in pictures, and that can start a whole other thing. So try to make it memorable if you can. These are moments in our life and we can't get them back. But one thing that I learned from talking to Sean when we were talking about family once, and I'm like, oh no, you know, you should get along with such and such, you should do that. And then I later realized this is for your own mental health, like she said, is very important. And just because someone is family doesn't mean they're your friend. And right. Doesn't mean that they're good for you and that you should be around them. And it's really okay. It's really okay if you aren't. So if you sort of let that go and don't put all the weight of the world on your shoulders, you might have a good time. You might have a good time. And we definitely hope this Thanksgiving that you eat some good food, you make some great memories, and if it doesn't work out, that you at least come out with some good stories.
And share them in the comments.
Yes, definitely. All right, friend, where are you going?
I am not going anywhere this year.
Hopefully, that COVID, huh?
I know. No, I'm just sticking close to home. We have some home renovation projects going on that we need to get done before mid-December, because we're hosting Christmas this year.
Oh, okay.
And so I'm putting all of my energy into that. And I am not traveling. However, I will likely spend it with my in-laws for the day to have dinner.
So, well, that's nice.
Yeah.
And you'll be cooking?
I will probably be bringing some dishes, yeah.
Okay.
What about you?
I don't cook. And we actually might travel.
You bake. You bake.
I can bake sometimes. But yes, I don't cook, and it's very difficult for me to have enough energy to make more than one batch of cookies. But we might be traveling, and there's a idea of when my whole family can be together, sort of celebrating the traditional Thanksgiving meal in at Christmas time when everybody will be here. So this one will be a little bit different. I don't know how it's going to work out, but I'm going to use some of these tips. I could definitely see that, because I could see my family does get along, but there are sometimes spats and tempers and aggravation happens. So I will try to deflect and be nice, because maybe sometimes I'm the person that is harder. Yeah. You know, I have found that my sense of humor doesn't always go over well. Mm-hmm. So maybe people don't want to hear stories where they're the center of it.
Probably not if it's an embarrassing one.
Oh, yeah. Again, my sense of humor. So I'm going to try to be on some good behavior and be patient. And I do love my family, and it'll be nice. I'm looking on the bright side of it. So, yeah.
Good.
And if I don't talk to you, girl, happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you. And I am all supportive of team travel. I did it right before COVID, and I said it was going to be my new norm to travel for Thanksgiving with small parts of my family. Mm-hmm. And then COVID happened and we haven't picked it back up, but I'm next year I'm focused. We are going somewhere.
Nice.
Somebody is going somewhere and having turkey in the tropics.
I love it. I love it. Well, I'll talk to you soon, friend.
Talk to you soon. Love you. Bye.
Love you too.